This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Today's the last day to vote early before Election Day Tuesday. If you need help getting to the polls, there's a new service called Rideshare to Vote. Think Uber for elections. It's free. And it's running in North Texas, around Houston and San Antonio. We caught a ride in Collin County. It's 9 a.m. as Marianne Walter opens her front door in Plano. It's Halloween. With the TV on in the background, Walter says she's about to leave for work and called Rideshare to Vote for her 22-year-old daughter.
Kelly is a registered voter, and this is not her first time to vote, so she should have no problem. This is her first time to vote independently, so Rideshare is a very important part.
Kelly is used to calling for a ride. DART Paratransit gets her to the restaurant where she cleans tables. Kelly Reinlein is on the autism spectrum. She can't drive. Voting is really important to her.
Everyone has a right to their beliefs. On that piece of paper itself, it says we have right to say our opinion.
Kelly, waiting at home, also holds privacy dear. She will not say how she'll vote.
I like to keep it to myself, and I'm respectful, and I keep politics in the house, you know. I don't post anything political on the internet.
Sarah Kovich, who founded Rideshare to Vote, says volunteer drivers won't ask passengers how they'll vote. She's a Democrat, but says to her, just turning out is what counts.
I think people need to vote. I happen to lean and think one way, but ultimately, if we don't vote, we can't have much of a say in our world around us. And I think having a say in our world around us is really, really important.
So does Kelly Reinlein. Volunteer rideshare driver Jane Ramberg pulls her SUV up to Kelly's house. A bumper sticker reads, "Vote like your rights depend on it." Getting more people, especially young ones, to the polls drives Ramberg.
So few people are voting. In part, it's because they can't get to the polls. So I think our democracy is going to work better if everybody has the opportunity to vote.
Ramberg's the mother of three adult children. Each has a driver's license. None has a car. It's that kind of story that led Kovich to spend $25,000 of her own money to create Rideshare to Vote.
Ours is free round trip, which I think is really important. What we are finding and hearing about in the under 30, kind of the millennial group, they will use Uber and Lyft. I don't know that they'll connect Uber and Lyft with a vote, and I don't know that they want to pay for their ride back from voting.
Uber and Lyft are expanding efforts begun 2 years ago. They'll offer discounted or free rides to the polls, but the offer's only good on election day, and you pay for the ride back. Rideshare to Vote is free both ways and started when early voting began. Ramberg arrives at Plano's Haggard Library.
All right, Kelly, you are on. You are good to go.
Kelly climbs out and heads for the polls. Kovich says she came up with this idea to remove obstacles for people like Kelly. She's seen voter suppression among the poor and people of color. She also has two personal reasons.
My daughters are both born in Guatemala, and so it's important to me to reach out to that group. The other reason is that my 17-year-old, who is very annoyed that she cannot vote in this election, asked me if there was something that I couldn't do with my skill set to help get voters to the polls this go-round.
Kovich's skills tended toward tech, and Rideshare to Vote emerged. At the library, Kelly emerges successful.
They were very nice. They helped me.
Oh, good. That's what they're supposed to do.
Ask them.
Kelly gets in, and Ramberg starts the 2-mile drive back home. Rideshare to Vote's founder, Kovich, says offering free rides to polls has been around forever, but free ride sharing through her app or a phone call is new.
I can certainly go out and raise money. I can do phone banks. I've done all of these things. But ultimately, to me, if we didn't provide a final mile ride to vote, all of the rest of the work that we do goes for naught.
Kovich hopes this is just the start. Her dream, offering rides across Texas by 2020. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.